Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's JK on a slamming and jamming Saturday, and today is a great day for 30 JK of a blog, radio, yeah, yep, Jason Kelly, that's right, chill, oh yeah. Woo! How are you doing? Woo! Okay, gang. Ladies and gentlemen of 30 JK Nation, this guy right here, all the way from Oviedo, Florida, he has been on my show numerous times. I am the announcer for most of his work. Queens, New Yorker, his flagship show, and his other semi-new show, talking about later on as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to introduce him any longer or keep you waiting any longer than you should, because by now you should know who this guy is. He is jamming. He is the jazzy and super snazzy Mr. Jason D'Antonio! Welcome to 30 JK Jazzy!
Thank you very much, Jason Kelly, and welcome everybody to the 30 JK Show on this Saturday, January 10th.
Woo!
To you.
And you too. This is the second podcast of 30 JK, whether weekend or regular, for the new year 2015. Can you believe it?
I'm telling you, I'm just cooking.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. This is like 2 years almost right now. Coming in February.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be like 2 years since I have rocked the house with this very, very online radio show.
Hmm.
Yes.
I tell you, and you've had some very interesting guests on over the last 2 years that I'm really surprised that somebody of your caliber who can get people on and able to talk with them, and I'm just impressed. I'm really impressed.
Oh, thank you, Jazzy. Hey, Who are your favorite ones that kept you really, really up on 30 JK?
Dean Goss, basically. I remember that one. Randy West was on Chris Kennedy's show.
Right.
Kathleen Bradley. Oh, man, the beautiful Kathleen Bradley.
Oh, yeah, Kathleen Bradley. Yes, Miss Parker.
And
you know this. man.
That's right. And you try to get Holly Holmstrom soon, aren't you? Or did you already have her on?
No, I did not have Holly on. I would definitely love to have her on. Man, don't understand how bad I would love to meet and greet her.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Holmstrom, if you're listening, come on down! You know what
there
I'm saying? All right. 347-857-2310. That's 8. I'm losing my place here. I'm so excited here. 347-857-2310. Or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. You know how to spell it. JKFX for life. JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word, spread the word, and you know that's word. We got Jason DeCanio here from the WJDC studios in Awesome Oviedo, Florida, home to the Jason DeCanio Show, Queens, New Yorker, and, of course, the semi-new but immensely popular Jason and Stephanie Show, which all three of them I announced for.
That's right. And you did announce for Life in the Fast Lane. We had to shut the channel down due to lack of viewership. But the group page is still up and running, though. So
right.
That's okay. We still could share our fond memories of roads and highways and tunnels and bridges through the group page.
And byways, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I'll explain in more detail why I had to shut the channel down. And there's going to be a lot of clearing up of stuff because, as you know, towards the end of the program, we've got some.
Okay, before you start that, I need to know what will you be having on your show, either tonight or in the weeks to come.
Well, I'm kind of battling a little bit of a sinus infection right now, so there'll be no new episodes of the Jason DeCanio Show until I get my voice back. I'm coughing and I'm completely hearing it. So I kind of posted it on Facebook as to why you don't see any events happening this weekend. For that matter, I caught something right after New Year's Day, and I've just been feeling like crap, but yet I've still been going to work, still fulfilling my jobs, still battling out, recording out episodes of the Queens New Yorker, which I just sent the unedited version to Chris Kennedy, and he's going to edit it up. It's episode 99, one away from the big 100th episode, and we've got surprises for that one, too, coming up as well, so should be fun.
Ding, 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 ding. Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun day. Yeah.
and until Stephanie gets her voice back, because she's got the same kind of symptoms as I do, stuffy nose, sore throat, and so on and so forth, the Jason and Stephanie Show has been put on a little bit of a hiatus until she gets her voice back. But what we're going to do is when we come back, we'll come back and finish up the Western Conference NBA teams, which is where we finished up with the Eastern Conference. So when we come back and do that particular show, we'll have the Western Conference ready to go.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Go Dallas! Woo-woo!
The Dallas Mavericks, your Houston Rockets, yep, your San Antonio Spurs, all those good teams that people like, even no matter where they are.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So,
man,
that'll be
gotta love that.
Yeah, because we just don't know when we're gonna come back. I mean, I'm on antibiotics right now, and I'm just kind of chilling, resting my voice, kind of keeping calm with things. And so, I mean, but like I said, this would be a great time for everybody to start making those playlists and submitting them to me so I can start working on some new music to put on the shows. You know, that would be great.
The
new
wouldn't miss it for the world, man.
I know. And it just helps.
Even on my busiest schedule, man, I can definitely find time to talk to you and do a playlist or two or whatever you need. Bring it on. I'll do it.
You know what strikes me, Jay, is that people come up with such crazy excuses. I can't come up with 25 songs. I don't know what to put down. I say, well, do this. Resort back to the 80s. You can. The 80s was the, in my opinion, was the best decade for music. Now, of course, I'm going to be like heavily disagreed upon because everybody followed the 70s and the 60s and so on and so forth. Hey, I just know that the 80s has a lot of artists you can pick and choose from in different genres, not just pop. The 70s have the same thing, too. You got the disco music. You can mix and match it. But there's no way that anybody can tell me that they couldn't come up with 25 songs with the top of their head, considering if they listen to music on a regular basis. No way.
Right. Take, so for example, Ron Fedeli's Fun Tower Radio, right? Man, that guy has stacks and stacks and stacks of wax to keep you up all night for the next, what, 5-10 years? Shout out to Ron Fedeli. Love you, Rockin' Ron. Yeah, baby.
In other words, you wouldn't be able to sleep if it's just constant 24-hour playing.
In the words of Kiss and Paul Stanley, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Well, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums all day.
Oh, yeah. Go Packers. Woo! I'm telling you.
I just want to bang on the drums. Nope. Man. See? Some new stuff is coming out already, man.
Yeah. There you go. Man, let me tell you something, man. Dallas and Green Bay. I come from Milwaukee, of course, and I live in Dallas, and I love both those teams. And I am in a dilemma. Man, I am in a dilemma. Who do I choose to win? I am stuck. Wow.
Yep.
I am just totally stuck right now because I love both those teams. They both have great quarterbacks, and they both have great people for special teams and all that kind of stuff, special teams, tight ends, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a toss-up, man.
Yeah.
It's like a tip-of-your-toes type of game, man.
It's good, I tell you. You know, with everything going on right now with the new year speaking of the new year, with the weather we've been having here lately, Jay, if you think it's cold over there in the northeastern part, man, it's cold over here too. But you wouldn't think 55 degrees is cold, but if you're sick like me right now, you feel everything.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, trust me.
Man,
you feel it.
I know.
And it's,
I know, seriously.
It's no comfort to sometimes when you're trying to get better and on antibiotics and you still have to go out there and do the job during any sick time because, you know, they're only part-time jobs anyways. So.
Right. Yeah. Hey, 347 number. Let's get to it now, and it's Jason Kelly on 30JK. I'm on the air, and so are you. Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Chris Kennedy. How are my two brothers from other families?
Hey, hey Chris, what's up,
CK, woo! Talk to me, brother.
How you doing? I'm doing good. Thank you, Jay Kelly and Jay DeCaneo.
Yes. Moto
hey,
bang.
I got
good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, I got your message, CK.
Thanks for inviting me to call you, Jay Kelly. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Hey, listen, CK, I got your message.
Go ahead.
I got your message pertaining to that little gift you're sending me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Jason Kelly. And DeCaneo, I got your gift. I got a gift for you coming soon.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yep,
very
a
nice.
Gift for you and Breon, your girlfriend Stephanie Breon, for both of you, and I'm going to think of something.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So watch for it in the mail later this month, by the end of the month.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for the mailbox.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, too. I must say, commend you, Jason DeCanio and Jason Kelly, on your long, hard work. You were more consistent than I was. But, you know, I'm glad to have nurtured and mentored you, Jay Kelly. And Jay DeCanio, I'm glad that you nurtured and mentored me in turn. And Jay Kelly, too. You nurtured and mentored him as well.
I think we all keep an eye. We all keep each other in check, you know. That's the way it's got to be.
Yeah.
True
that.
True
that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you've done 100 Queens New Yorkers. And I think
we'll be,
also
99 actually. We haven't done 100 yet.
100, buddy. Thanks to me and Kelly and
oh yes,
and
I can't stress enough how grateful I am to the both of you for all your hard work that you guys put into the show.
It's my pleasure.
Oh man,
it's all our pleasures. I speak for all of us.
You're here.
And DeCanio, I also want to say the actual reason why, the whole story why Life in the Fast Lane, I think why it was closed, is because you said you folks ran out of ideas for the
show.
Yeah,
part of it was running out of ideas. Part of it also, too, was the Queens New Yorker was taking up more time than Life in the Fast Lane.
Exactly.
You know, the views were just not there. So I shut the channel down for that particular reason. And
yes.
We still have a group up, so we could still share, you know, pictures and ideas.
Right.
And so the even though the channel is, excuse me, is gone, it doesn't mean that the group page is gone as well. I wouldn't do that to the people who are in there.
I know.
Unless I thought they were losing interest in it. You know, if an idea of mine is losing interest and people are getting bored, I'm not going to continue to stretch the departure, as they say, because it's not fair to everybody, basically, then.
Exactly. I know, too, by the way, there's a big virus going around the United States of America, sadly, thanks to the cold weather. It's snowing in New Jersey. Well, it was snowing, but it's icy weather, wind chill of like zero. Can you believe that?
And I'll tell you what, man, this crazy weather is going on in Dallas as well.
Wow, Jay.
I know.
That's crazy.
Usually you get like 40, 50, 60 weather, and here it's like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, brother, I know.
All right, let's get down to the real deal, nitty gritty up in here, okay?
Yes.
Now, DeCanio, the last time we talked on 30JK was with, refresh my memory.
Tara J. Jones.
Time, yeah, there you go. Yep. Houston, Texas, baby. What it do? All right.
And from what I remember, we had a grand time with her on the show. Although I think in some ways, I think we saw things just a little bit differently.
Right.
But in all retrospect, I think, I don't think she really fully understands what's going on with my situation. And I can understand
don't
where she's coming
we
from.
We still love you, baby. We still love you.
I think, you know, I think she's finally starting to realize that this guy is really not playing with a full deck.
Ooh, yeah. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding?
I don't know, but one of the things that he is bringing up is an old show from 2 months ago, because the guy has obviously nothing to do. And you all know his name. I'm going to announce it. Charles W. Fitch of Canton, Michigan. Our cyber stalker basically has nothing better to do. So what does he do? He brings up an old episode of 30JK 3 months ago in October with Tara. He stalks Tara, sends her email messages day in and day out till she can't take it no more, accuses me of scaring off the interviewee. No, you were there. And, now is attempting to bring up another event because he's got nothing better to do. And, you know, I just can't figure out what his intentions are anymore. I really can't. No.
It's like this, Jazzy. We have lives. And we don't waste our lives doing something that wastes our time. We don't have time for that.
Well, I mean, you know, if the supporters who are supporting me don't realize that there is an individual out there who's attacking me verbally and yet has made physical threats to do what he supposedly said he's doing to me, then, you know, who am I to trust anybody nowadays? I feel almost like I can't trust anybody anymore because I don't know which way people are going. And we all witnessed that with Keith Detweiler, because Detweiler on the last day of last year made a video telling me to back off. I'm like, of all the people who I spilled my guts out to with the truth, again, how is it that this son of a gun basically, you know, would turn the tables on the truth, for that matter?
Wow. Amazing. Just amazing. 347-857-2310 is the number. 347-857-2310 is the number. And we've got about 7.5 minutes in this interview here. And we got Chris Kennedy and Jason DeCanio here on 30JK.
Well, I mean, I'm going to add to this. Go ahead.
Let me go ahead and give you some of the threatening comments that he's made in the last, I would say, 2 weeks. So that way, in case he's listening, and, you know, the man has no balls to call in and debate what he's been saying. As you all know, I have a Patreon account, which is hopefully going to profit off of the supporters here. And what I want to mention is, as I've already mentioned it on the Queens New Yorker, is this, I have pledges that you can pledge every month from $5 to $20. And if you pledge those certain amounts, you get certain things. Like $5 gets you a mention on the show if you pledge $5 a month. If you pledge $10 a month, you get a Google Hangout with me. If you pledge $15 a month, you get an 8x10 of yours truly. If you if you $20, you get a full edited version of episode of any Queens New Yorker that we've done up to what we have in the archive. So, So in retrospect, as soon as I started that, Chucky Boy decides now he wants to send a complaint against my channel on Patreon to the Patreon people stating that it's illegal. Let me give you some of these nasty comments here.
Now, before you do that, DeCanio, I want to ask you something. Is what you're doing a scam?
No, it's not a scam, because let me say this much. You are going through Patreon to pledge your money, okay? And once you pledge the money to Patreon, it goes into my account. But you're safe and secure with Patreon, okay? They take a percentage of what they need to keep the website going. So if somebody pledges $5 a month, I don't get the full $5. I get maybe a percentage of that. Okay.
Right.
Patreon is a very legal and binding website, okay? And it's for people who basically have a passion for whatever they're doing, whether it be a YouTube channel, drawings, a blog, or just about anything. And they're getting the creators are asking their supporters to support them to continue that passion so that way it can continue to go on. Now, of course, if you make a certain amount of money, like I think it's $600, then you have to start filling out tax forms. So in that case, that's not a scam, because as soon as you make a certain amount of money, you have to report that to the government. Did I lose you? I think I did. Are you there?
Okay. I think it's only me. It's only me, Jason. You might have to call him back.
Yeah, I think he...
Whoops. Might have to... Try him again. All right, I'm going to cut off now.
Sorry about that, gang. Oh, my gosh. What did I just do? Sorry. Call back. Oh my gosh, I did not see that one coming. Shoot. Sorry about that, DeCanio. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy again. I told DeCanio that to try you back. Sorry
about
that,
I'm
Jason,
here now.
Kelly.
That was my fault.
I knew something went awry with the connection.
Oh, it was me. I clicked on the wrong button.
No, that happens.
All right, we're back.
All right. Sorry about
everything's
that, man.
Back, okay.
Now, what were you saying about Patreon?
Okay, basically, once you donate or pledge to a specific person like me or any of the other people out there who you want to follow, you're basically committing to that, or you can do a one-time donation, you can do a monthly, however the case may be. And the creator, basically, if he makes a certain amount of money, has to then file it to the government. So this, in fact, is not a scam. I would not put my Queens, New Yorker on any kind of a scam site to begin with, because I'm not that what my cyberstalker thinks I am.
Right.
You know?
And you're doing a very good job of doing what you're doing.
Yep. And since he likes to bring up old news, let's talk about the Kwame Kilpatrick incident that he supposedly made a website for donations to this particular person. And, you know, the Detroit Free Press put this article up, and his name was mentioned in here. You know, he should have been arrested for it, because you cannot make a site for somebody like that and try to elicit funds. I don't, you know, because technically the funds were not going to him. So this right here was a scam in its own right. And I think this article, if we push it enough, is going to come back to haunt Mr. Fitch. I really think he needs to start fessing up about all of his past scams and everything, because he's hurting himself right now. He really is. He's, you know, and by attacking me, it's not going anywhere. Okay, you can threaten all you want, but I've said it again. I've said it in videos. Until he comes down to Florida and makes good on what he is going to be branded as a coward. And a maggot, as far as I'm concerned. A maggot who is homosexually obsessed with me. I don't know why. I really don't know why, though.
Hmm. Now remember what Tara told you. Don't fuel the fire and don't feed the troll, because that's going to make it worse.
And not since that incident have I really fueled him over the last 2 weeks. I made my video. But you know, I'm to a point where I'm just going to start doxing his comments, because he says, well, there's other people coming into my website who are writing this stuff. And I highly disagree with that. I think he is taking the sweet time, because the man has no life, to go in and write all of these third person comments. Okay, only an author or someone writing a story would write in the third person. Okay? Everybody else writes in the first person. So when you use names like Susan Foster and Lampy and all these other bogus names that are taken from movies or movie companies or whatever they can, you are infringing on the copyright of these names. Now he says, I'm saying it flat out. You infringe on the copyright of everybody, Mr. Fitch. Okay? Whether or not you agree with me, the bottom line is you do it. And, you know.
And these names are already trademarked.
For instance, Lampy is actually from the Disney movie. It's called Lampwick from the movie Pinocchio. Okay? And Doc Terminus of Passamaquoddy is actually from the movie, I think it's called The Dawn of the Moon or something, but it's a Disney movie. Disney owns the rights to that name. And you cannot use it anywhere without their permission, which that's what he's been doing for the last 2.5 years, just stealing videos, talking, bullying, harassing, screaming. The 5 points that were pretty much, if he happens to get through his lawsuits with eBay and PayPal, he still has to fight us on those five issues, and we can zap him anytime. It does not matter. Yeah, he could say the same thing that we're talking to him. I'm like, you know, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is that we're taking the very threats that you're writing, okay? We're one step ahead of you. You don't want to back off, Mr. Fitch. We're not going to back off, okay? We're not going to raise the white flag. We're not going to give in to your threats or demands. If you want this whole charades to stop, you need to take some better action than sitting there in front of your computer and typing out your frustrations to the entire world, everybody, that you're right. Because you know what? You're way out of line. You're out of context. And as far as I'm concerned, you're a complete idiotic, dumb moron. There is no hope for this man. No hope for him. And as much as I'd like to blow up and scream and yell and everything, because he says, well, he has a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Let me tell you something, Mr. Fitch. You have a 20-person, make it 30-person disorder, okay? I don't make those fake channels that you so-called think I have, okay? I told you which channels I have. Get the wax out of your ears, buddy. Or do I need to take 2 Q-tips and start cleaning you out? Okay? If you don't want to believe what I tell you, fine. But I'm telling you the truth. And it's been that way since the time you started dragging me into this whole mess. You know?
It's disgusting
what
he's doing.
And you and Chris Kennedy have also been attacked as well, too. And I want you guys to know the seriousness of this. Okay? I know
you're not
going to
take it anymore.
And you shouldn't have to take it anymore, Chris. In fact, you told me yesterday.
Story.
He subscribed to 2 of your new YouTube channels.
I blocked that silkworm's butt. That's all I can do, because YouTube won't allow me to report him. Because
nope.
I need to comment or message from him.
Yeah, well, save all the messages and start putting them into Team Pause. Okay, Team Pause.
He didn't send me messages, so I don't have them.
Well, when you start getting them,
yeah,
come on over to Team Pause, copy and paste, and start posting.
We'll do.
I want everybody to use Team Pause as the way we can build up this case.
Yeah.
Okay? He don't like Team Paws. He thinks it's fake. Well, buddy, it ain't fake. It's real. I've showed it on numerous
shows. You have to deal with it.
I've showed it on numerous shows. Our group is going to basically slam Bay you back to prison. Real simple.
Yep, he's going to jail.
Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, baby?
If I have some time, I want to read you some of these comments, and I want you to envision the anger that this guy has. He says he's a critic. Well, you know, a critic would not threaten anybody if they knew what was good for them. Okay, critic would call it on the level of one level, but not go as far as, well, I'm going to shut you down. Okay, that's a threat. That's a threat, Mr. Fitch. Every time you say you're going to shut me down, you threaten me. Okay? It's flat out. But do I call the cops against you? No. Why? Because if the cops ain't going to listen to me, no one's going to listen to me. Okay? You don't have the protection of the cops. Your lawyer is not going to be able to protect you either. If you want a piece of me, you're going to have to come down here and do the damage. There is no other way out. And I will take the pleasure of making you taste blood. Real simple.
Ouch. Them fighting words, boy.
Of course they're fighting words, and I truly mean it. Because I'm going to show this punk once and for all, you do not screw around with me. Okay? I may be 5'10", 270 pounds, but I'm fast, I'm quick, and I have the truth. And I've been a winner since. Always will be, and it doesn't matter what this palooka, who weighs 450 pounds and still can't hack it in the real world, because he knows that he's got enemies all over the place. We're just small fry as far as I'm concerned. Me and Mr. DeMarco, we're small fry. He still has to go up against Rob Walchek, the eBay company, PayPal, Amazon, and anyone else who's filed complaints against him. So if he wants to continue dragging on a fight that he knows he's not going to be winning anytime soon and wants to continue this drama because that's all he's got to go on, then bring it on. I say bring on the madness, you know, because he says I'm the madman of Oviedo, Florida. Well, hey, if it means any consolation, I could say that the people of Canton, Michigan should be fearing for their lives, Mr. Fitch, because you have been exposed by the Fox News people, okay? I wasn't on the news, all right? And I sure as heck don't have cops bothering me every 5 to 10 weeks wondering why, okay? So let me just give you a little bit of some – and these are coming from him, so I just want you to know that.
All right, keep it brief because we're coming up on the end of the show here.
Okay, Susan Foster, and Chris, you know about this name, says, I just heard back from the Patreon staff via email. They are looking into the situation and website about Jason. It's about time someone finally wrote me back about this matter. I am pleased to hear they're looking into the potential to shut down the page. Well, Susan Foster, I got a news for you. The page hasn't been shut down, and if it does, I'll just make it back up again. It's really simple, okay? He says that I scared off Tara. Well, in your honest opinion, JK, did I do that?
Hell no.
Okay.
Exactly.
And
you're cordial.
And
you're smart. You're a gentleman.
You know, I know I came on a little strong and everything.
Why would they do that to you like that?
Why would who? Who are you referring to? Fitch?
You know, yeah.
Fitch has nothing better to do than to pin a crime against me. He is trying to, I mean, you go back with the mail fraud. You go back with the magazine subscriptions. Everything of that sort. The fake channels. He wants to convince everybody, including you and Chris Kennedy and anybody I associate with, that I am not someone to do business with, or not someone to contact with, not someone to have a conversation with. I may be from New York, hard and firm, but there's one thing that I always give, and that is respect to those who want it, okay? And right now, Mr. Fitch, you don't have my respect. You will never have my respect. You are beyond what you've done. You have gone too far with what you have done. And you know what? Until you stop, I'm not going to stop.
And it takes respect.
It takes one to get it back.
Yeah,
and
he
has to earn it. He must earn it.
And again,
right.
Again, JK and CK, he has had numerous opportunities to come on your guys' shows, my show as well, and debate me. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, the coward is not going to do it. Why? Because he knows he's being recorded. And you know what? If he had nothing to hide, he would gladly come on here and start shooting his mouth off. But he's hiding something. He's guilty. He knows it. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to expose him for it. I have every effing right to do that. And there's nobody except him that's going to stop me. Not the police, not his lawyers, not the judge. He has to do it. And I guarantee
yes.
you, coward, and hey, that's it.
Well, Jason, Chris, thank you for coming on my show.
Our pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, man. And as far as I know, once I start getting better, you know, I'll have you guys back on again. But really,
thanks.
Be careful out there. You know, keep doing what you're doing, CK.
I keep my guard up.
Keep your guard up. Anything you see, any emails that come through with these fake channels of his, you post them to Team Pause. JK, the same thing goes with you. You're being harassed and threatened. We need to start uniting together and get on the same page with Joe.
Right.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming in. And
anytime,
get better.
Awesome.
Get some chicken soup, man.
Yeah, I got to get some soup and some more. Stop blowing the schnoz, you know?
Yeah. I'll see you when you get better, all right?
Thanks again, JK, for having me on. Take care of yourself, Chris.
All right, bye. And that does it for 30JK Special Edition. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. And I hope you got informed. Myself, the H-E double hockey sticks up out of here. And you remember this. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what Blue Devils always do all day, all night, all the time. Keep it rocking. Keep it old school rolling. And remember, imparting, it's a JK thing. Jason Kelly, I'm out. Sissy, we're gone.